Venture glanced back just once more quickly. His face was a mask of grim determination. Then the blackness between them moved, heaved itself down the passageway, and blotted out Matt's view. Matt turned to run back into the main amphitheatre, grabbing Robin's hand, but another figure stepped into the opening in front of them.
"You're too late," Catherine Feather said. "And Mr. Harper would like a word."
She had a machine pistol slung over her shoulder, and she was aiming it unerringly at them. A single figure strode purposefully through the mayhem. Smoke drifted from explosions and gunfire. The fighting had almost stopped, only a few of Smith's attackers still able to think and move for themselves. They were chased back through the pyramid by their enemies, by their former colleagues, by hideous creatures made from the earth itself, but through it all, a single figure. Venture pushed aside one of Klein's guards, ripping his gun from him and tossing it away. The guard slammed into a wall and fell unconscious. Another figure appeared in a hazy corridor, and Venture's elbow smashed into its stomach. His arm swung upwards from the point of impact, and his fist cracked into the man's face. Without pausing, Venture started up the steps into the main part of the pyramid. The steps emerged at ground level, and Venture turned immediately to start up the next flight. A rough, earthy paw clamped over his face from behind. He levered it away, turned, kicked. The creature staggered back a pace, far enough for Venture to take a flying leap. His feet connected with the mass of earth, sent it staggering back still further to the edge of the stairs leading down. It flailed helplessly for a moment. Venture was on his feet again. Another kick. The creature fell backwards, crashing down the stairs, earth and stone flying, scattering behind it as it fell. Already, Venture had turned away and was continuing up the stairs towards the main computer suite.
"Where is he?" Harper demanded. "Where is he?"
He was talking to the screen. Matt and Robin watched too, aware of Catherine standing behind them with the machine pistol. Klein was covering Matt's parents with his gun. Matt could see several hand grenades hanging from his belt, heavy and brutal like Klein himself. The picture on the screen was changing rapidly, scrolling through the pyramid and the amphitheatre as Harper hunted what he was looking for. The image paused. It showed one of the misshapen creatures fashioned from the earth. The creature was flying backwards towards a stairwell. The image flickered as the software struggled to repaint it quickly enough, and the creature plunged downwards.
"That's him,"
Harper said.
"There's no one there," Catherine told him. "The thing simply fell."
"No, he's there. We just can't see him,"